Pacifica National Board meeting of January 27th, 2012, meeting in Los Angeles, California, KPFK. I'm Summer Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary, and this is a new term and a new board, so we're going to go around the room and each person introduce yourself, please, and say what signal area you're from. And the coordinating committee agreed on a little introductory. The question that was settled on was, what is your joy in volunteering for Pacifica? So what you like about putting in all this time. So I'm going to start way down the end. We're going to start with you, Teresa, and then just work our way around the table. If you would, please.
My name is Teresa Allen, and I am with KPFT in Houston. One of my greatest joys about working for Pacifica is that I enjoy putting people together that maybe have mutual needs and concerns, and I find this is an excellent place to facilitate that.
Okay, and next is Laura Purvis. And if you don't feel like answering the question, you can say something else that tells us something to let your colleagues know who you are. So go ahead, please.
So I'm Laura Purvis. I'm from KPFA. I'm glad that that Pacifica exists and KPFA exists, and I hope to keep it that way.
Good morning. My name is Nia Bediako from WBAI, and I'm happy to serve on the board to try to do my part to live up to the beautiful mission of the Pacifica Foundation, and I will do that for as long as I'm around. Thank you. On the PNB, I mean.
My name is Marcel Reed.
Here.
I'm from...
Do that again, Marcel.
Yeah. My name is Marcel Reed. I'm from WPFW. I want to make sure that Pacifica is around to continue its organizing efforts. I think education and organization and organizing are the principal missions of Pacifica.
My name is Ivan Alsame from WPFW. I think my joy is serving the staff and the programmers at WPFW, and also to see that we all have a concerted effort to implement the mission and the vision of Pacifica.
My name is Campbell Johnson, and I'm representative of WPFW board, and my joy in this is certainly being able to help advance the mission of Pacifica and to help our members and station staff, volunteers, programmers to all have a part in that success. Thank you.
I'm Bill Crozier from KPFT in Houston. I think Pacifica is needed now more than ever when it was first established, to help provide an alternative to the corporate-controlled media that's brainwashing the people in the country. Our country needs Pacifica, and the world needs it.
I'm Kathy Davis. I'm from WBAI in New York, and I was elected by the staff to represent them as part of the national board, local board, and national board. So I concur with what Bill just said. I feel that what I would like to see us accomplish this year is, first of all, that we do accomplish some concrete things, and secondly, that we begin to recognize ourselves as a force in media and begin to function that way, so that the world begins to look towards Pacifica for a real, the real news, what's really happening in the world, and I think that we should be a relevant force in the world, and that's the goal that I hope that we can accomplish.
My name is Afia Wangaza. I'm one of two affiliate representatives. And I would hope that this year Pacifica will begin to focus and become the progressive radio network that it's generally considered being, as opposed to the vanity broadcasting system that it's become.
God bless you. My name is Summer Reese. I'm with KPFK Los Angeles, and I believe in free media and its ability to highlight what's going on socially in the world, and that this is a very important vehicle for that. So that's why I give so much time to Pacifica, because it's truly unique and very important.
I'm Carly Mangelhart, Executive Director of Pacifica. I work out of the national office, and I joined the organization because of my belief in the need for free speech, for getting the word out, for being a real force in the media to serve those things that are not being served by the rest of our media. I'm pretty much echoing what a lot of other people have said, but that is my joy in being at Pacifica, and my hope is that we can recognize how important this goal is, particularly in this world today that is really in such a terrible mess, and correct our own messes, put aside our differences, and work toward that common goal of actually being a respected force in the media in this country and the world.
Good morning. My name is Ali Lexa Al-Hilali. I'm the web director at KPFK. I'm an immigrant from Iraq and glad to be on the board.
Hey, use the mic.
I'm using it.
It became unplugged. Maybe it's the same microphone.
Check one.
That's better.
Yes? Hi. Ali Lexa Al-Hilali, KPFK. I'm the web director there, immigrant from Iraq. And what I'd like to bring to the board and the national is my technical expertise. I'd like to see Pacifica move into the 20th century, I believe, by utilizing apps, internet, and other forms of alternative media. We need to get all of our messages out to as many people as possible. And right now I see that we're kind of stuck in a pre-2000 paradigm. And so much of our fighting is about programming and airtime. And by utilizing technology that everyone else is using, I think a lot of us can be served in getting our messages out without fighting over the precious terrestrial airwaves, which we seem to be clinging on more than anything else. Thank you.
Oh, boy. That's the end of your
Good morning. Is that better?
Yeah.
Good morning, all. Welcome to the Pacifica board meeting. My name is
LaBarne Williams.
My name is LaBarne Williams. I'm the CFO of the foundation. I am from the KPFA signal area. I previously served on this board and retired. And I really am excited, I guess the word is, that we are here to focus on the mission, on bringing us into, as Ali Alexa said, into just the 20th. We aren't talking about the 21st. But it's a great time for Pacifica and for us to focus at this time in order for us to move forward and to be successful and to be a part of this media landscape and to establish ourselves, as Afia says, not as a vanity media outlet, but as one that brings the mission and appreciates also one that appreciates the staff that has worked, whether they're paid or unpaid, that work really hard to keep this going. Thank you.
I'm George Ryder, and I'm pleased to be here. Joy. It's sometimes hard to connect with that, but it's for me. It's about the possibility of this network becoming a voice by which the social movements that are going to be growing in this country can transform this country and provide a future for humanity. And at the same time, as we're doing that, to empower them to by letting them communicate with each other, by becoming that voice and having it heard throughout the country.
Good morning. I am Revelyn Gold. I hail from WPFW in Washington, D.C. And my joy from being involved with the Pacifica Network, and more specifically our network, is because I just do believe so much in the creative and political genius that resides within all beings, and particularly our community. And Pacifica and WPFW give us an outlet for bringing those forward, and hopefully in the raw and also polished ways that they exist. So that's what gives me joy in working with WPFW and Pacifica. And my dog's name is Skippy.
My aunt had a dog named Skippy. Is it Pakistan?
Hi, my name is Ken Aaron. I'm from KPFK as a listener, sponsor, representative. And I wouldn't say I have joy in participating in the activities, but I am exhilarated or enlivened by the mission statement and what Pacifica is doing, and working with a group of people that are independent enough, honorary enough, and creative enough to continue to challenge the status quo and try to straighten things out and turn this place around. So it's a great group of people, and it's always unpredictable. But the one thing we know, that we're always pushing for truth and clarity and justice.
Hi, my name is I'm on. Okay, my name is Alex Steinberg. I hail from New York, WBAI. I'm a listener representative from that signal area. I've been involved in Pacifica governance, either as a board member or running for a board or something, for the last 10 years or so. And I'm not quite sure why I got involved in the first place, but I'm hoping that whatever I've done has made a contribution toward enlightening the public as to the nature of the world we live in, and the nature of the plutocracy we live in, and hopefully showing some possible alternatives. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA in Berkeley, starting my third year on the board. Two things. I just want to welcome the four new members of the board. We don't always take a moment and do that, and also quickly thank the four who served us last year and are here no more, because we never do that, and I think it's not nice. So thank you, and a job well done by Jessica, Rodrigo, Bruce, and
Kimmery.
Thank you. As for why I'm here, I've been a community media advocate for more than a decade, and in between the fiery debates, I believe and will always believe that community media changes the world.
I've got two microphones.
You're right.
Great. All right.
Great. So we'll definitely hear you.
Hello. I'm Dan Siegel. I'm from KPFA in Berkeley as a listener rep. The joy I get from Pacifica is all the opportunities for litigation it brings me. No, the truth is this. The joy I get from Pacifica is driving up here this morning and listening to Democracy Now! And the great piece on the anti-Muslim bigotry of the New York City Police Department, and giving an opportunity to people concerned about that to speak out and demand the resignation of Police Commissioner Kelly.
Yay!
And that's where you see it. That's where you hear it. Or being part of the Occupy protests in Oakland for days, and having sometimes half a dozen KPFA reporters and volunteers down there helping to cover the protests and making sure that the world knew about it. So.
I'm Heather Gray. I'm from WRFG in Atlanta, Georgia, and I really appreciate all the comments made by folks. I mean, what I really appreciate about Pacifica, the joy of Pacifica to me, and the affiliates, and I'm actually an affiliate director, is that I think of the community radio stations as a voice of the people, an opportunity for folks to express their concerns about what's happening in the society. It's the progressive voice. I'm so appreciative of that, and I also, Dan, appreciate listening to the likes of Democracy Now! And other programs presented by other Pacifica producers as well as the affiliate stations. It's just a treat, a privilege, actually, to be a part of the community. And I also, in addition to all of the public affairs shows, I appreciate the cultural expressions, too, because you will not get the diversity of cultural expressions on the commercial radio like we have on community radio and in the Pacifica stations. It's just wonderful.
My name's Wesley Bethune. I'm a listener rep from KPFT at Houston, Texas. I love the mission of Pacifica as it relates to bringing understanding to different groups and to speaking up for those who are victims of oppression. But I'd just like to conclude to say that being from Houston, my name is Wes, and I'm tired of this mess.
I'm Lydia Brazon, and I'm a KPFK listener rep as well as Ken and Summer. Anyway, so and Ali, our newest addition. I'm also a volunteer, as many of you know. I'm volunteer executive director of the Humanitarian Law Project, and we're an NGO with consultative status at the United Nations. So twice a year, when I'm in Geneva, I hear what is going on around the world, these heart-wrenching human rights abuses and worker rights abuses and environmental abuses. It's just staggering. But you're not going to hear any of that on the mainstream media. And so the joy I get is from hearing those stories told on our airwaves. And even when they're not, because we do have sometimes, we wish we could hear more of those issues, but we are always in joyous struggle to improve our airways, to grow our listenership, and to make Pacifica everything that we have dreamed it has been, known it has been, and dream it will be, and continue to be. And that's why we're here, giving up of our own volunteer time in order to devote ourselves to strengthening Pacifica.
Thank you. I'm Carolyn Burden. I'm a listener rep from WBAI in New York. And when I think about what it means to have the privilege of volunteering for Pacifica, I think about several things. The joy, some of the joy comes from leaving a meeting where we've actually accomplished something of our goal. The mission statement still inspires me. The foundation mission statement and the work of Pacifica have really enriched my teaching, but also my learning. I've learned a great deal. I've learned to connect a lot of interests. The Occupy movement and the media, the radio, that has been a great educational effort. And also the possibility. Pacifica is about possibilities. We don't always reach our goals, but the possibility is still there. And it's an amazing opportunity to have an organization of this sort, which is democratically elected. And this year we have an election year, so I want to say I'm moving towards that and hope that we all move towards realizing the promise of an elected foundation. Thank you.
Which microphone? Okay, I think everyone's said hello. Did someone new walk in?
It's not.
It sure is. You can beat on it, nothing happens. All right.
That was all done.
We're doing this one now?
Okay, thank you everyone for introducing yourselves and saying a little something about who you are and where you come from or what you think. We're going to go ahead and officially call the roll and get on with the rest of regular business. Thank you. Madam Secretary?
And I'm kind of paralyzed at the moment in light of the fact that I noted each one's comments and therefore your presence. So I would simply inform the chair that we have a quorum present, and while I don't have a request for an excused absence from Andrea Turner, it is my understanding that she will be arriving later.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay. For now, it is dead. Okay. There we go. We'll share. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. All members being present, save one who will arrive later, we can commence with business. And I believe there were a couple members who had acknowledgments they wished to make before we moved on. Is that it? Yes? Okay, so go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I wanted to acknowledge something that I think should be shared with the entire network. And the recognition of this, I think, came as a result of a program on NPR, of all places, that was speaking of our prison show that KPFT has done, as I understand, since 1980. And this is a critically important service to the community, in that oftentimes prisoners in Texas don't get to use telephones, don't get to maintain contact with their families, and this kind of family contact is known to reduce recidivism considerably. So I just would like to add my few words of praise for the work that's been done and continues to be done in regard to serving that very much unmet need. And I would like to, I never do this sort of thing, like to challenge the rest of our stations to see what we can do insofar as engaging this kind of service throughout our listening areas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Campbell. Bill?
Yeah, I want to thank all of our national staff. You know, they put in lots and lots of hours getting ready for our national board meetings, as well as all the other work that they have to do all the time. So, I mean, especially want to thank Arlene and LaVarne, who are here, and John and Otis. You know, they had to come in late yesterday because to set up at 5 o'clock, and they were busy working, putting this room together and the other room, because they couldn't get it set up earlier because the hotel had another event or some other group had organized the room. So while the rest of us were eating dinner and visiting with each other and sightseeing, they were here working. So I really appreciate them.
Thank you, guys. Go ahead, Afia.
I want to express my appreciation to those of you who on the PMB and members of the Pacifica family who have responded to WMXP's Greenville, South Carolina affiliate appeal for assistance as we work our way through this crisis to relocate our tower, and to call attention to KPFK's prisoner program as well, which we simulcast on WMXP, and gives the voice to the voiceless who are interned in the concentration camps, which we call prisons. Does that mean none of that was picked up?
No, you were hearing it, but it was way in the background.
Oh, so do I need to repeat it?
No.
Oh, great. So again, thank you.
Thank you, Afia. Is this one working? Are we good? Do we have two hot mics here?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Hot enough. All right. Are there any other acknowledgments? Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. I acknowledge all of you. Thank you for everybody who's doing this yet again, and for those of you who've decided to do it for the first time. So, thank you so much. And I would like to acknowledge all the local KPFK people. What is that?
Somebody's phone.
And now for that moment of levity, I'd like to thank all of the local people who helped with picking everyone up at the airport, and we'll be bringing all of you to the radio station tonight, and we'll be taking most of you back to the airport on Monday. Lawrence Reyes, Dutch Merritt, Kim Kaufman, Michael Novick, Ed Cotton, and I'm not sure if
Fred
I've...
Blair.
Who?
Fred Blair.
Okay, Fred Blair. And if there are any other local people that helped with the pickups and drop-offs, thank you if I didn't name you. And everyone else who's helped volunteer get things done. Yes, Teresa.
I'm sorry if this is not an acknowledgement, but I don't see anywhere approval of agenda on the agenda.
Well, we'll have to fix that. Oops.
Sorry.
Revision number 36. That got dropped out, probably. Okay. All right, then. So I think we're all done with acknowledgments, right? We love each other. Thank you, everybody. We're here. Okay. Okay, so there we go. Approval of the agenda, I do believe, was just mentioned. Teresa? We have not done that yet. Lydia?
Oh, are you taking comments on the agenda now?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's fine. We'll designate a timekeeper after we approve the agenda. We'll see how much time we actually have then.
Right, okay. So I was going to suggest that the last time we had our phone PMB meeting, that we were going to have the officer elections on Sunday. But I think having it first thing on the agenda is a short-circuiting process that does not hold us in good stead. We have new members on the board. Last year we were able to get through it by talking during the meeting and not having to go even to elections. But everybody on this board is eligible to serve as one of the officers. And so I think that it would behoove us to put it off at least like a day or something, like, you know, wherever we can fit it on the agenda after we hear other comments. But to have a first thing when we haven't gotten to know each other and we do have new members, I think doesn't serve us well.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Is there a second? Okay, thank you. Are you specifying any...
Sunday?
Well, I'd like to hear the other comments first, and then I'll see.
So a motion to postpone at this time without...
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I will hold a microphone in each hand. Nia.
Yes, I was going to make the two observations that the prior two directors made about the approval of the agenda that's not on here, and also the time.
Let's
so could
your mic is not.
Your mic is cold.
Hello, Mike.
There you go.
Mike?
That's better.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. As usual, right? So maybe Andrea Turner, I know, will be here late. So maybe we could at least wait so we have everybody here in order to vote on the officers or whatever we decide to do.
I'm sorry?
Andrea Turner will be late. You have the itinerary, right? What time will she be arriving?
I apologize. I don't have it memorized. I wasn't picking
but
people. But I know it's later today, yeah.
So maybe we could do it later today? Or the reason for putting it up so early, was there a specific reason why it was?
Because we were doing training this morning, and our attorney's going to go over fiduciary duties tomorrow with us, so we had moved that around.
Point of order, please.
Carolyn?
Yes, Lawrence Reyes, I don't know if we thanked him for doing pickups.
I did. I already. Yes, I thanked him first.
He says that Andrea's due at 2:30 today.
Thank you.
her flight is due. So she'll be here, I guess, by 4 by the time she gets checked in and all that.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Lawrence.
Point of personal privilege, at least myself, I'm willing to admit, my hearing is deficient. Please speak into the mics, because even across the table, I'm not hearing you when you turn your head to talk to the chair or something. Please use the mics.
They're directional mics. You have to face them. I had Kathy.
I can understand the desire to get to know people a little bit better. And perhaps during part of that hour discussion that's laid out there, those people who are nominated for the offices can take some time to talk about who they are, and we could ask questions of them. But I personally have no problem with getting this out of the way. I don't remember the board being so well populated as it is right now with just one person missing. And I'm concerned that if it gets too late in the process, people, if we wait till Sunday or Monday, people will be going home already. So I think we're here, we're fresh. If we need to do it in two parts, I would like to get started and get the officers elected and proceed with our board meeting. That's my two cents. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Ken?
I concur with Kathy. I think it's traditionally is the first thing that's happened at the beginning of the PNB meeting. We start with electing the officers. And a majority of us here know everybody who's here. And it's correct. During the nomination, the candidates will speak for themselves, and others can speak for them, too. And as Kathy said, right now we have all but one, and some other time during the day somebody might have to leave for an emergency or whatever. We don't know. So we have a high attendance now. It's very appropriate. We've always done it as the first thing in the PNB meeting. I don't see any reason to change the protocol.
I've got Campbell and then Alex.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We haven't always done it this way. The idea of having it on Sunday, even if some people aren't able to make it, at least it'll give the new people on the board an opportunity to have some notion of the individuals who are candidates for office and some notion about what their interests are and whether their interests and priorities would be served by these individuals. So I would move to amend the motion to state that it would be until Sunday if, and I understand we have a full agenda on Sunday, but we could do it first thing Monday if it doesn't, you know, get done Sunday. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Alex?
I think we should proceed immediately to vote for officers of this foundation. I don't see any reason to wait.
That's true.
The new people on the board, I think, are acquainted fairly well with all of us or anyone who may be running. I don't, if any of them don't feel they are, they should say something. But we're not, you know, none of us are completely brand new to Pacifica governance issues. So I think we should just go ahead. Let's get this over with.
I have Tracy and then Bill.
We do have a coordinating committee for those who may be new to the board, and it does contain several members of the PNB, and it spends, sadly, 3 to 4 hours at least on the agenda prior to these meetings. I believe the agenda has been revised no less than 24 times. I would suggest that we not do what we often do, which is reinvent the wheel. We have motions on this agenda from 2010. It would be nice if we got to some of them, and we don't, because we spend time moving things up and down and back and forth and round from Saturday to Sunday to Monday to Tuesday. So I am speaking fairly strongly in terms of leaving the agenda as it is. It is the best thinking of people who spent several hours working on it and who came from all the factions on this board, and I really suggest that we simply move forward and not spend an hour or two or three on the agenda.
Bill, and then I've got you, Lydia. Teresa's before you, Lydia. certainly. I'll take that in a moment. Hold on. Point of information has precedence. Go ahead, Nia. What's your point of information?
Did the coordinating committee meet since we did this agenda? Because as far as I know, the elections were not supposed to be today according to the coordinating committee. So was there a meeting?
I'll answer that. The coordinating committee had the election on Saturday. That is where it had left off, and it's been revised. The whole agenda has been revised 2 or 3 times since that coordinating committee. So, but yes, that is correct, Nia. Bill is next, and then Teresa, and then Lydia.
First, I apologize for leaving agenda approval off the agenda. It was my fault. And Nia's right. We did originally have the election of officers for first thing Saturday. I would be really opposed to extending it after that. I think we've got a full day tomorrow with our attorney, and we've got probably an even fuller day Sunday with all the things that are probably going to get pushed off that because of extended discussions as we always have. If, like Nia was suggesting, maybe later today is okay with me. It's also okay with me to leave it right now, but I'd be opposed to delaying it after tomorrow morning.
Teresa?
So I'm opposed to Campbell's amendment. Sorry.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm sorry. Did you call the question? Okay. Thank you. Question's been called. Debate is closed.
Summer, you had said you would get back to me at the beginning of the thing for the time, and I'm saying Saturday morning.
I'm sorry, Lydia, Saturday morning? Is that
yes.
what you, okay,
yes.
That's your time.
That's
okay.
Right.
First order of business, Saturday morning?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the motion on the floor is to postpone the election of officers to first thing tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, the 28th. We'll go ahead and call the roll.
Point of information?
Yes. Teresa?
To clarify what Lydia is saying, our open session starts at noon.
I'm sorry.
On Saturday. So
yes,
what she
first,
means, I think,
first,
is noon, right?
That's correct.
She would mean first order of business in the open session. That's
correct.
Thank you.
Okay, Summer, I have a point of information also.
Yes, Dan?
Is anyone going to be gone tomorrow morning? I mean, since a lot of this seems to be motivated by having a full house, is anyone going to be gone when we're going to do this?
I'm unaware of any such requests. Thank you. The question has been called. A yes vote will support postponing the election of officers until first portion of open session tomorrow. Yes, George?
No.
Is there any objection to closing the question? Carolyn, are you objecting to closing the question? Teresa called the question. Okay, so you object to calling the question?
I do. I have one more comment, which I would like to make.
This requires a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
That's all right.
Don't bother. It's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was going
after. Okay. Are there any other objections to closing the question? Okay. Question's been called. Debate is closed. Yes vote will support the motion by Brazone, seconded by Johnson, to postpone election of board officers until first business in open session agenda tomorrow, Saturday the 28th. A no vote will not support that motion and will leave the election of officers in its present placement on the agenda as first order of business today. Thank you. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please. Further clarification, a yes vote means you would be having an election tomorrow. A no vote means you would be doing it now. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Elsame? I apologize if I mispronounced your name.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes. Heard me, Ken?
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Epstein.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Revlon Goal?
Yes.
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
No.
Ifia Wangaza abstains. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
I assume you're not voting. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
And Andrea Turner is absent. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 yes.
Right in the middle of the best part.
Slow down. Okay. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 no's and 2 abstentions.
And there are 11 yeses?
Yes.
Thank you. The yeses have it. The election of officers will be postponed to the first thing in open session agenda tomorrow. Is there any objection to approving the rest of today's agenda as amended, as we're already over schedule at this point in terms of the auditor's presentation? Are there any objections? Go ahead, Carolyn.
Point of information, is this just for today's agenda? Or
I believe we are approving it day by day. That's what we did in Washington, D.C. All and right, Houston, because fine. There's too much movement to try and get the whole thing done in one morning.
All right,
thank you. So this would just be today's agenda. Okay, thank you. So, as amended, are there any other objections or amendments to the agenda? And hearing none, Madam Secretary, if you would mark it as approved, please. Thank you. At this point, we are at 10 after 10. Is there a volunteer to be a timekeeper? You know I always end up drafting someone in particular when no one volunteers, so anybody want to volunteer? It's like asking for a volunteer secretary, right? Who wants to take these notes?
I'll do it.
Thank you, George. Okay.